history. When I think about it, and when I try to find some sort of analogy for what it's like to me and for me, I think I've found the answer. I think it's like those infinite screens, the infinite zoom-in screens, the ones that you put your fingers on, your two fingers, and you start spreading them apart, and it goes deeper and deeper into the screen, and you see the tip of a pin, and that pin, if it goes closer and closer, you see there's a reflection of a planet, and you go closer and closer, and then you go into that planet, and you go to that continent, and you get into another town and another story, and it just goes on and on. Not that the stories themselves necessarily do that, but just the number of stories, the number of directions, there's no end to it. And that's really cool. That's really cool. It makes it, for me at least, something that I never get tired of. And so I may be looking, for example, at the history of Spain in the 14th century, and I might be realizing just how important some of England's most famous characters or individuals of that time, people I had heard of, but for different reasons and for different moments in their lives, and yet they were quite important in Spain for their involvement in military operations or their marriages. People often think of England and Spain as just natural enemies. And it is true they go back a long way. I'm not sure of the word hatred, but their distrust and their rivalry goes back a long way. Just as England's alliance with Portugal goes back a long way. Anyway, as I was telling you, you learn about things, and so you start to research more and see what's going on there. For example, in the Castilian Civil War of the 1350s and 1360s between King Pedro the Cruel, Pedro the First, and his half-brother Henry, or Enrique the Second, who were both vying for power. And on Enrique's side, he counted on the support of Aragon and also the French commander Bertrand de Guesclin. And Pedro sought and got the support of England, in particular Edward of Woodstock, the son of King Edward III, known probably more famously as the Black Prince. And Edward helped Pedro in some of the more important military campaigns, the most notable battle being one called Nájera. And the Black Prince helped Pedro win the battle that day. He was very important. Pedro's rival, Enrique, managed to escape and then would get back at him later on, a few years later. But anyway, that was a moment where the English were supporting the King of Castile, but the King of Castile did not correspond or compensate him for his efforts. In fact, he was pretty cheap about it. I think he had agreed to pay for the cost of the campaign, and from what I understand, Pedro didn't pay him anything. So Edward, the Black Prince, eventually just left and moved away. Apparently, he was also suffering from dysentery, as was a large part of his army. So that wasn't making things any more pleasant for him. He was penniless and suffering from severe diarrhea. So two reasons why you might want to turn around and go home. Anyway, he died in 1370 or 71, I believe. His younger brother, John of Gaunt, who was the Duke of Lancaster, married Pedro's daughter. Her name was Constance or Constanza of Castile. And they had several children. One of them was a woman named Catalina. And the funny thing is, John of Gaunt, who was one of the most successful and wealthy individuals in England during that century, during his lifetime, a fascinating life as it is, was also or had also made a claim through his marriage to Constanza to the throne of Castile. So John of Gaunt actually considered himself the King of Castile. And even though he wasn't that officially, that was Enrique II, who was after Pedro, and then he was followed by Juan I. But John made a pretty serious attempt to follow through on his claim. And he did so by actually invading Spain, but it would have been Castile at that time, through the region of Galicia, which is just north of Portugal. And he invaded. He didn't get much support, but he didn't get much opposition either. The barons of Galicia, and at least some of them, promised to support him as long as the rest of the kingdom supported him. And he didn't have that yet, so he decided he'd press forward and try to get the Castilian forces to meet him out on the battlefield. And the funny thing is, as he got into what would be today Castilla, Castile, they just sort of wandered around and didn't meet any opposition. I know. I guess this is. I guess this was intentional. And if it was a very effective strategy. Basically, the Castilians just ignored him and his army. And eventually, through attrition, I guess, it just his campaign, his cause fell apart, and the forces started to abandon him, and they had to return. They returned to Portugal, and John met or came to an agreement with Enrique. No, this would have been Juan the First, because this was 1386, 1387. This would have been 1387. And he gave up his claim to the throne. And at the same time, he set up an arrangement where his daughter, Catherine or Catalina, would marry Juan's son, Enrique III, when time for marriage came. And that's what happened. So he did get something out of it, but it is interesting to think of this fascinating, dashing, incredible figure in English history actually played a pretty serious role, or an interesting role, in the history of Spain at that time. And I think it's one of those things that not everyone knows about, and yet I think they should, because it's pretty interesting. Anyway, I'll be sharing stories like this and many others with you. They're just sort of tidbits of history from that infinite screen, that infinite zoom-in screen called history. Thanks for listening to Brian's Spain Domain. We hope you've enjoyed this mini podcast. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian's Spain Domain, we'd greatly appreciate it. We work very hard to provide you with the best information about Spain, Spanish history, Spanish culture. And you can do so by clicking on our PayPal donate button, or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us regularly, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.